The Washington Star's White House reporter, Jeremiah O'Leary, had an early assignment Thursday morning. He didn't get to the paper until about 10 a.m.
And I saw all the television cameras in front, and I thought, my goodness, somebody must have gotten hurt. And then I found out that a great number of people had gotten hurt.
When word came yesterday that the paper would cease publication August 7th, the Washington Star had 1,427 full-time employees. The newspaper was founded as the Evening Star back in 1852. In 1867, a Star reporter named Crosby Stuart Noyes and four friends bought the paper for $100,000. One of the partners was Samuel H. Kaufman. The Star remained in the Noyes and Kaufman families until 1974. Retired journalist I.F. Stone remembers the old Star fondly.
Well, under the Noyes and Kaufman families, it was a real conservative paper. It was a Republican paper, but it wasn't reactionary or crypto-fascist or wacky like the Reaganite supply-side economics. It was very solid, and it developed a lot of good reporters of various points of view and gave them considerable freedom. The Star op-ed page was much more hospitable to radicals like myself than the Washington Post. Liberal papers are always scared to death to identify with anybody to the left of them, whereas conservative papers are glad to diversify.
One of the people responsible for articulating the Star's point of view is editorial writer Woody West, a 20-year veteran of the paper.
This place has had a very tribal quality to it over the years.
White House reporter Jeremiah O'Leary became a member of the tribe on June 7, 1937.
Well, I've been here 44 years and 1 month, following on the heels of my father, and I have a son who's here, too.
It's very sad. I've only been here about 10 months, but I grew up with the Star. My father worked here. My grandfather was here for over 50 years.
So we're a three-generation family.
The staff of the Washington Star is for the most part bitter, mad that Time Incorporated broke its commitment to keep the paper going. Political editor Jack Germond.
Nobody can fault Time's willingness to spend money here. They spent a lot of money. What we don't think that they did, what I don't think they did, was recognize that there were limits to what they knew about how to operate a newspaper. I don't think the product was one that was going to survive against the Post. It was too much like the Post.
I.F. Stone is not alone in the belief that distribution was one of the Star's biggest problems.
The disappearance of the old-fashioned Horatio Alger American boy. It's very hard to get delivery boys for an evening paper anymore.
Many of the Star's employees won't be out of work for long. The bulletin board on the newsroom was filled with announcements of out-of-town newspapers interested in recruiting writers, editors, and photographers. Editorial writer Woody West would like to stay in the business, but maybe not.
I don't know. Got to think about it. Maybe take my severance and buy 40 acres and a mule.
Perhaps the Star's best-known employee is Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Mary McGrory, who tried her best to take the death of her newspaper in stride.
So far as I know, I have not been excused from producing about 800 words for the Sunday paper. And as you all know, that's what it is about being a reporter. Neither rain nor snow nor is it gloom of night. I mean, you just keep doing your number. I've been here 33 years. I never wanted
Mary McGrory of the Washington Star. I'm Clem Taylor in Washington.
It stood for something. I know. It's still alive, isn't it? It stands for something. At least it does in my mind.